Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling you from NORS Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Now, I am required to read verbatim, ma'am, so my next question here, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess based on what you have read, seen, or heard. And please note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think, ma'am, most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Remember, your best guess is fine. Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice, or never?
I think it would probably be once a week.
Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrated in any form, like hash oil?
I have no idea. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month? Once a month.
Twice a month.
Once or twice. Twice a month. Thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use the vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
That's probably a bit higher. I would say daily.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, ma'am, please let me know. And for each statement that I read, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, remember, your best guess is fine. The first one says, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Would you say you strongly agree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Agree on that. Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. We're headed towards the end of the survey, so I appreciate your time. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Parents or guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
This is the fifth to the last on the list. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
The fourth to the last on the list, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
And the last of the list, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota, of course. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say
never, daily,
once a week? Never, thank you.
Never.
And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
Never.
How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a week, thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you to finish the survey, and I appreciate your time and your patience with me. So far, this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic, or Latino, African American or Black, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
White.
Thank you. As a token of our appreciation, ma'am, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The first is the Blooming Prairie Education Foundation. The second one is the Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, and the third is Blooming Prairie Backpack Program.
The Backpack Program.
Backpack Program. Thank you. This concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time, ma'am, and you have a wonderful rest of the night. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.